the lowest hemoglobin I have ever seen in my life. That's the blood count. And this person was anemic. In over 30 years of surgery, I've never seen a hemoglobin that low in someone who is still standing. Let me tell you about her. She is the young 20-some-year-old daughter of a friend of mine and part of one of the more active families that I know. They don't vacation to relax. They vacation to move, hiking, climbing, anything outdoors. And on one of those vacations, she started to feel a bit winded. When she finally went to the doctor, her blood count was a hemoglobin of 3. Yours is probably 15. She had, after many tests, a disease called aplastic anemia. Her bone marrow wasn't making any new blood cells. Being young and being fit probably saved her life. But if we looked at her DNA back then, we would have seen something else. Her telomeres, those little caps at the end of her chromosomes, were almost gone. 2 years later, she's had a bone transplant. She's thriving. She's in law school. And thanks to a young man in Germany who was her marrow match and modern medicine that rebuilt her blood. That's what a true telomere disease looks like when those genetic timekeepers run out too soon. But what about the rest of us? What do telomeres have to do with aging, longevity, and all those supplements that promise to rewind the clock? I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is ForkU, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness of longevity and telomeres, bust some myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. I want you to imagine a shoelace and that little plastic tip that keeps the shoelace from fraying. Telomeres do that for your chromosomes, protecting them each time your cell divides. But each division shortens the tip a bit. Eventually, they get so short, the cell can't divide anymore. That is cellular senescence, or cellular retirement. We heard about that talking about how Leonard Hayflick discovered that. Telomeres shorten naturally as we age, but how fast they shrink depends on genetics, inflammation, sleep, stress, lifestyle, and other things we don't even understand yet. Elizabeth Blackburn and Carol Greider won the Nobel Prize for discovering telomerase, an enzyme that can rebuild telomeres. Cue the headlines. Science find the key to immortality. Well, not quite. Cancer cells love telomerase. That's how they become immortal. Cranking it up everywhere can turn back time and turn on tumors. Now, telomeres are the popular poster child for longevity marketing. You can buy some telomere length tests for a few $100s and a telomere supplements for a few hundred more. The problem? Those tests vary widely between labs and tell you trends, not your fate. And the supplements? Well, let's take a closer look at that. Let's start with danazol, which is a synthetic sex hormone used in inherited telomere disease like aplastic anemia. It slows telomere loss and sometimes lengthens them, but with liver and lipid side effects, it's really not an anti-aging hack. There's another drug, a diabetes drug, that in one small trial increased telomere length in white blood cells, promising, but we don't know that it translates at all to living longer. And there's another antipsychotic drug that in lab studies helped recover telomere length after oxidative stress. Interesting in theory and irrelevant for your supplement drug. These drugs show that we can nudge telomere biology, but they're tools for disease, not designer longevity. But let's talk about some other things. Vitamin D. Vitamin D encourages telomerase activity. Long-term studies show that it can reduce telomere shortening. Keep it in the healthy range. Sunlight and modest supplementation do the job. What about vitamin C and E? They are antioxidants that lower oxidative stress, indirectly preserving telomeres, but they come better from fruits and vegetables and olive oil than from capsules. And there's another form of vitamin E that may reverse telomere loss in early cell studies. Interesting, not proven. And then there's the all-famous TA-65 from an astragalus plant, marketed as a telomerase activator. Some small studies show modest lengthening, but no evidence of longer life. Turning on telomerase everywhere might also turn on cancer cells. And there's telomere 1, which is still an experiment in tissue culture, far from human use. Really interesting in a petri dish. But what actually moves the needle? Large population studies show that people who eat well, move often, sleep enough, and manage stress have slower telomere shortening. No pills required. University of California, San Francisco study found that Mediterranean-style diet plus exercise and strength management increased telomerase activity within months. No patent, no promo code, just habits. Telomeres respond to lifestyle. They're responders, but they are not drivers. Longer telomeres don't guarantee longer life. They just reflect how well your cells have been treated. And a review of the New England Journal of Medicine describes that families with true telomere disease, like aplastic anemia that my friend's daughter had, or other forms of disease like pulmonary fibrosis or dyskeratosis congenita, mutations in telomerase genes can cause these conditions. Other recent studies, including reviews in the Frontiers of Aging, show that shorter telomeres correlate with higher risk of heart disease and dementia, but correlation isn't causation. Telomeres are the smoke, but not always the fire. Research at the NIH and elsewhere warned that measuring telomere length is tricky. Different labs, different results. These biologic age tests online, well, think of them as selfies taken with a shaky camera from the iPhone 1. And another nuance. It's not the average telomere length that triggers aging. It's the shortest ones. Stress, inflammation, and lifestyle can push certain cells over the edge faster. A recent meta-analysis this year confirmed that people who sleep well, exercise, avoid chronic stress, tend to have slightly long telomeres, but the effect is small. You can protect them. You can't game them. You can't hijack them to make them longer or better. What we know is that telomeres shorten with each cell division, that lifestyle and lower inflammation slow the process, and that certain drugs can influence telomerase under medical supervision. What we don't know is if manipulating telomeres increases health span or lifespan in human, which interventions are safe long-term, how telomere biology interacts with cancer risk, and things to ignore. Ignore any telomere test promising to tell your biologic age, any supplements claiming to reverse decades of wear and tear, or influencer who say they've activated telomerase. It sounds like science fiction. It probably is. Telomeres aren't the hourglass of life. They're mileage markers. They tell you where you've been, not where you're going. So the best way to protect them is a boring, proven way. Eat plants and fish. Move daily. Sleep well. Don't smoke. Keep your diet Mediterranean and your expectations realistic. If you want to explore real longevity science, join us for the Mediterranean Longevity Cruise in the summer of 2026. We'll have world-class physicians, scientists, and a Food Network chef all sailing the Mediterranean and talking about living longer and better. No miracle molecules required. This has been 4Q. Researched and written by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist. Audio and editing done by Simpler Media and the pod god of telomeres himself, Ivo Terra. For references, show notes, you can visit 4Q.com, yourdoctorsorders.com, and also go to my Substack at terry@drsimpson.com. And remember, I am a board-certified physician, but I am not your physician. If you have medical concerns, please see your own board-certified doctor and registered dietitian, not a longevity doctor who is in a functional medicine holistic nonsense. This podcast is for your education, entertainment. It is not a prescription. Stay curious, stay skeptical, keep your diet Mediterranean. And hey, to my friend's daughter, we are so proud of you and what you're doing. And we're so happy that modern science has kept you alive because you bring a lot of joy to your parents' living. I'm Dr. Simpson. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Ivo, do you remember when we thought time was on our side? Turns out so did our telomeres. Good thing we've still got wine, sunshine, and maybe a few base pairs left to spare. At least I hope we do.
I've actually been thinking about getting an extra set of base pairs. What do you think?